studying the gospel according to Mark from the original Greek language. We're using the Nestle Aland text. Jesus is walking with his disciples, many church members, plus the 12 apostles. And in 10:32, he's going to tell them for the third time that he's going to die. He's telling them that he's going to die. He's going to be offered. And we'll be severely surprised what they say when they find out he's going to die. And I want to ask you a question tonight as you study this. Do you want to be great? Do you want to be great? What does it cost to be great? What is the price to be great? What is the price to be great? Eison de ente hodo anabinontes eis erusalema kai ein proagon autois ho esus kai ethom bonto hoi de akulothontos ifo bonto kai paralabon Pauline tus do dudeca exalto altois legain ta melonta alto seem by name. That's quite a long verse. Verse number 32 is. And or moreover, they were in the road, in the way, in the highway, going up unto Jerusalem. And he kept on going before them, the Jesus. And they kept on being, well, this word, ethambonta. It means their hearts were paining them for fear. Their hearts were paining them for fear. And the ones following as disciples and church members, they kept on being afraid. Now that's third person plural. Imperfect, indicative, middle voice. They kept on being afraid inside for themselves. And having received again the 12, he began to say to them that things were about to happen. Let's go read this and verse 32 in the Amplified Bible. And they were on the way going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was walking on in front of them, and they were bewildered, perplexed, and greatly astonished. And those who were still following were seized with alarm and were afraid. And he took the 12 apostles again and began to tell them what was about to happen to him. Now, this is the story. Do you want to be great? What price is it going to cost you if you want to be great? Hote edo anabinomen eis Jerusalema kai hohios tu antropu para dido thesete tois arche rusen kai tois grammatusen kai Katakrinusen, auton, thanato, kai para dusen, auton, tois, ethesin. And behold, we go up unto Jerusalem, ace a Jerusalema. That word ace there is extension of limitation of thought or verbal action. They're going to go up to Jerusalem, and they're going to go all through the Jerusalem, all around to it and on the other side. And the Son of the Man, he shall be betrayed, handed over to the chief priest and to the scribes, and will be condemned, down judged is what it literally says, him, to death. And they shall be handed over him to the nations. He shall be handled over to the nations. In other words, the Gentiles, the Romans. 10:34.
All right.
Hold on just a minute. We're going to read 33 here. Saying, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be turned over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn and sentence him to death and turn him over to the Gentiles. Jesus is telling it just exactly like it is, and they have no idea what it is. Now let's look and see what in the world is going to happen here. Chi em paizusin. Alto. Chi em ptisusin. Alto chi mastigosin. Alton chi apoketanesin. Chi meta tres emeros anastasete. And they shall mark and make light of him. They shall joke and they shall laugh at him. And they shall spit at him. And they shall cut him to pieces with lashes. Rip him up. Where our word masticate comes from this. When you masticate food, you chew your food and you rip it up in little pieces where you can swallow it. And that's the word here. They are going to masticate him. They're going to chew him up. And they shall kill. And after 3 days, he shall stand up. He shall stand up. 10:34. And they will mock him and spit on him and will whip him and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise again from the death. 10:35. Now we have a different subject, but boy, look what this... What cost is going to cost to be great? What is the price of being great? What is the cost of being great? Chi prosperonte alto iecibus chi aeones hoi dio vio zebedeon legontes alto didascale thelomen hina hoan aetesomen si poieses himen. And approaching him for themselves, James. James there is the same name as Jacob. Iacobus. Jacob. Jacob and James are the same name. And Ioannes. Jonah. John. James, the one that holds on to the heel or grabs the heel, and John, the dove, the one's two sons of Zebedee, saying, and I kept on saying this to him, teacher, 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 teacher. You ever been in the classroom where it's a teacher, 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 teacher? That's what's going on here. We wish, we keep on wishing that whatever we may request you, that you may do. Look at that word subjunctive mode there. For us. What a belligerent. It's like somebody asking you, Aunt Marilyn, Uncle Jim, when you die, can we have the farm? Can we have your car? Can we have your jewelry? Can we have all of this? This is not a good state. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached him and said to him, Teacher, we desire for you to do us whatever we may ask of you, to give to us, or do whatever we may ask of you. The ungodly request. Ungodly request. Hode apen. Altois tithalete. Me. Poieso himin. And the one, Jesus. The word the one there, whole there, is it's actually got a practical substance after it, which means the one. And you can put in here Jesus. He said to them, what ye wish me, I shall do for you. What do you wish for me to do for you? What do you want? 36. And he replied to them, what do you desire me to do for you? What do you want? I tell you, it is a sad situation. When you think you've got people just about raised, and all of a sudden you realize they're not. Jesus was grooming these disciples for something great. And right here, they hit the bottom of the dregs in the barrel. Boy. Hoi de epon. 37. Auto dos. Himen hina es su ek dexion kai es ex aristeron kathisomen in te doxasi. They're looking for a grand Jewish world empire, the Messiah's kingdom. The dream of this glory put aside all the talk of Jesus about his death and resurrections as mere pessimism. That's like he was in depression or something. They're forgetting about what he said to them. They can't grasp what he said. And the one said to him, give to us whatever one of you out of the right side and the other one of you out of the left side, and we may sit in the glory of you. Oh. 37. Some people, that's what they want. And they said to him, grant that we may sit one on your right hand and one on your left hand in your glory and your majesty and splendor as the king of Israel. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. When they see what's going to happen to him, when it happens, it's going to be quite a surprise. Hode Jesus epen. 38. Hode Jesus epen autois uk odate. Ti ateste dinaste paen to poterion ho ego pino e to baptisma pa ego baptisamai baptisanai. Boy, they were patriots of the kingdom, weren't they? And to Jesus he said to them, not you know what you're asking. You do not know what you request. And that's for yourselves too, selfish boys, middle boys. Are ye able? Are you going to be caused to be able to drink the cup of which I may drink, or the baptism, the immersion, which I am going to be submersed into, to be immersed? Jesus said to them, do you not know what you are asking? Are you able to drink the cup that I drank, or be baptized with the baptism of affliction, which I am going to be baptized? And humility? Verse 39. Hodei pon. Auto dina metha. Hodei esus epen. Auto es to poterion. Ho ego pino pieste. Kaito baptisma ha ego baptismai. Baptiste stete. And the ones said to him, we are able. Each one of them said to him, we are able. The Jesus, he said to them, the cup which I drank, ye shall drink. And the immersion, the persecution, the baptism, the humiliation, the pain, the betrayal that I am about to be immersed in, you shall be immersed in also. 39. And he replied to them, we are able. And Jesus said to them, the cup that I drink, you will drink. And you will be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. Verse number 40. To de kathise. Ek dexion. Mu a ex. Unonimon. Uk esten. Imon. Duene. Alla hois. Etor maste. But to sit down out of the right sides of me, or out of the left sides of me, not it is mine to give, but for whom it has been ordained, prepared. Mm-hmm. Verse 40. Boy. But to sit at my right hand or my left hand is not mine to give, but will be given to those for whom it is ordained and prepared. And now we have a little bunch of boxing matches among these people. 41. He just told them that he's going to die a horrible death. He just told them that he's going to be spit, slapped, cut to smithereens, masticated, so to speak. And now they asked him these questions. What price is it to be great? What is the price of greatness? You are not your own. If you're going to be great, you're not your own. Kai akousantes. Hoi deka exanto. Agnakten. Peri ekabu kai ewane. And having heard the ones, the other ten, they began to be angry, to be in agony concerning James and John. What? Who do these boys think they are coming up here and asking Jesus this? Mm-hmm. Who do they think they are? Verse number 42. Kai proskalusimenos autois hoesus lege autois odate hote hoi decontes arcane ton ethnon kata kiriousen auton kai hoi megaloi auton kata susi susan auton. And having called to himself the Jesus, and he says to them, do you understand? Do you see with your mind's eye? And this is second perfect, by the way, you all. That the ones thinking to be ruled first, to rule first of the nations, they lord over and domineer over, bring under authority and dominion. This word kyrios comes in this word, you know, and it's kata on the front of it. That means to subjugate, to bring under, to conquer them. And the ones great, these are the dictators of them, they shall be brought under authority to them. 42. We'll go back to 41. And when the 10 apostles heard it, they began to be indignant with James and John. And Jesus called to him and said to them, "Know ye not those who are recognized as governing are supposed to rule the Gentiles and nations and lord over them, ruling absolute power, holding them in subjection, and their great men exercise authority and dominion over them?" Now, verse number 43. Uk hutos de esten en himen al hosan tele megas geneste en himen este himan dikonos. And in this way and in this manner, and not in this manner, it says, it is in among you. But whosoever he may wish great to become in ye, he shall be for himself of you a servant. Literally to wait on tables. He shall be your waiter. He shall be your servant. He shall be your waitress. He shall be your shoeshine boy. Literally means to wait on tables. Diakonos. 43. This is not so among you. Instead, whosoever desires to be great among you must be your servant, your slave. Kai hoson thele. En himen ene protos. Estai ponton doulos. And whosoever way may wish. This is a hos and on there. That's a third to last in that class conditional particle. Condition undetermined, but with prospect of determination. Whoever he may wish among you to be first, he shall be of all a bondslave. A bondslave. This is quite a story. What it takes to be great. Mm-hmm. If you want to be great, you better be ready to be last. You better be ready to be the servant. Kai gar ho ewios. Tu anthropu. Uk ethane diakoneste ne. Alla diakoneste. Kai done. Dune, that is. Tain sekane. Auton litron ante polon. For even the Son of Man, not he came to be served, but, strong adversative conjunction, to serve, that's infinitive, to keep on serving, and to give the life, the entire being of him, for a ransom against many, or of all. Let me read this last part. May it not be so among you. Instead, whosoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be most important and first in rank among you must be the slave of all. Mm-hmm. Must be the shoeshine boy. For even the Son of Man came not to have service rendered to him, but to serve and to give his life a ransom instead of many. And there's where we're going to stop tonight. Do you have what it takes to be first? Do you have what it takes to be great? Do you have what it takes to be the first, to be a leader? Do you have what it takes to be a leader? Do you? Are you ready to leave everything behind? Are you ready to give your all to the Lord? What will you give, and what are you willing to give for Jesus? What is it? What do you give? What will you give to be first and great? Not now, but in the eternal life to come. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out as conviction, as for those that want to serve you. I remember so many times as I went to the seminary, Father, young boys that wanted to be great, but they didn't realize what it takes to be great servants. They wanted to be looked up to, and they wanted to be followed and everything, but they did not know what it was to be a leader and a servant to all. Father, I pray that everyone out there that listens to this message will put these things to heart, that many of them will be servants and many of them will be slaves of all. In Jesus' name I ask these things for thy sake, your honor and glory. Amen.